Yes, my name is Ralph Dixon, D-I-X-O-N.
Okay, and Jordan is your grandson. A lot of people are asking me, how's he doing? I don't know the answer, but you do. How is Jordan doing?
Well, I really appreciate the people asking. Under the circumstances, Jordan is doing remarkably well. It's nothing less than a miracle that Jordan survived the accident. I was with him today. I think that, and I've been with him each day since the accident. The thing that's really remarkable is that his eyes are dilating well, like they should be. His brain pressure, as they're monitoring it, is all within normal limits. He responds to pain, things like that, when they test him. And I was holding his hand today and just talking normal in the room. It was really special to me when I was letting go of his hand. He kind of squeezed and held onto my hand tighter. And so then I just stayed there close by him. But he's remaining asleep. He's not sedated at the moment because he's just naturally sleeping as his brain is healing. He had gone through at least 4 hours of brain surgery that evening after the accident and just has done remarkably well under the circumstances.
Along with the head injuries, what else did they have to take care of over at Marshfield?
He had a severe injury to the frontal area of his skull. They're optimistic about that in the sense that if there's any loss of that particular region, sometimes it often relocates to another area. But he had some occipital lobe fractures. He had a fracture to his collarbone. He had a broken rib, I think a partially deflated lung. So that was his injuries.
So overall, he's come a long ways in just a couple of days.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's absolutely a miracle that he's alive. When you understand some of the details of the crash, I was told that somebody told me that the speedometer was stuck at 80 miles an hour.
And I kind of wonder how you could get to that speed on the bridge, but I guess anything's possible.
Michael, his dad, is my son. And I think that he went through a seizure at that time and probably just froze up and accelerated and hit the bridge. There's a lot to that story, and I know a lot of people are really anxious to know all the details to that. We're members of Highland Community Church, and the funeral service is going to be at 6 o'clock, and it is our intent really just to be open and straightforward about all the details, and I think that anybody really interested, you know, we invite them to come to that. I think the funeral, even as tragic as it is going to end up being a blessing.
Okay. If anyone wants to keep up with how Jordan is doing, is there a good way to do that? Perhaps a website or a Facebook page or anything like that?
Yeah, his mom, Natalie, who's been incredible. There's an update. You might look at updates on Jordan as a search, and she constantly does that on Facebook.
Okay. There's been a couple of attempts, I guess, to put some fundraisers together, maybe get some bands together. Anything gelled on that yet?
Yeah, it's been incredible. You know, and I may be wrong on this. I heard something about one of the bowling alleys. It might be Dale's Weston Lanes is going to do a fundraiser. I've heard discussion from Natalie briefly that there was three other businesses and organizations who were talking about fundraisers. And there have been churches all over the United States who know about this and who've been involved. So the outpouring of public support has been phenomenal. We really appreciate that.
Real good. Anything you want to add today?
I would ask anybody that's interested, I think it'll be a blessing if they would come at the 6 o'clock service at Highland Community Church.